Well, good morning, everyone. So in the Gospel of John, Jesus told the disciples, because he knew that he was leaving, he told them that he would give them peace. And he also said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Now, there are lots of times where we find our hearts troubled, where our stomachs feel like they are tied in knots, and we are worried and anxious and afraid. And it seems like a lot of those times have come in the past year as we have faced the unknown together. But Jesus reminds us that he gives us his peace. And God's peace is different than what we think of when we think of peace. Because when we think of peace, we may think of world peace. We may think of everybody getting along together. And someday, that is what will happen in the kingdom of God. But God's peace doesn't wait for the kingdom of God to be here, doesn't wait for the end of time. Instead, God promises to give us his peace today. And that may not mean that our circumstances change, but what it means is that we are reminded that the God who created the universe, who created us, that he promises to never leave us, and to help us make it through difficult times. And when we ask for God's peace, a calm comes over us. And there are times when we will still be worried, and there are times when we will still be afraid. But if we pray and talk to God and ask God for his peace, he promises to give it to us. We can face uncertain times because we know that God will never leave us, and that God loves us no matter what, and that the God who defeated sin and death and is more powerful than anything else is with us every step of the journey. Let us pray. God, we are so grateful that you are always with us. Grant us your peace. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.